Who would want to own shares in a bank? Rising interest rates should have been a blessing, lifting the income they can earn on assets. But a few banks that had lent and invested freely at rock-bottom rates faced runs, which pushed up funding costs for the rest. More may yet fail, and new regulations ominously named Basel III Endgame Rules could raise the capital requirements on some American banks by as much as a quarter if they are introduced in their current form in 2025. This would scupper any chance that shareholders can be paid much out of profits, perhaps for years. Nasty stuff. Indeed, the KBW index of large American bank stocks has shed 15% this year, even as American stocks have risen by 19%. This underperformance after a decade of mediocrity means that banks now make up less than 5% of the S&P 500 index of large American firms. Blackstone, a private markets giant, has a market capitalization 20% bigger than that of Goldman Sachs. Just about any measure of valuation shows banks to be at or near an all-time low. Yet being cheap is not the same as being a bargain. Banks are not startups selling a growth story, nor are they tech firms building innovative new products. Banking is a mature business. Its fortunes are closely tied to the macroeconomic environment. Investors therefore look for institutions where profits or earnings might grow in the near future and where those profits may be returned to investors via dividends or buybacks. On neither front do American banks look appealing. Net interest income, a measure of the difference between the interest banks earn on loans and that which they pay out on deposits, seems to have peaked. Although rising rates boost income, the climb in funding costs has eaten into this. Customers fled regional banks following collapses earlier in the year and have moved away from all banks in favor of money market funds, which offer higher, low-risk returns. Even in the best-case scenario for America's banks, a soft landing or no landing at all in which there is no recession, few loan defaults and interest rates do not come down much, earnings would probably remain only around their present levels.